Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Shameless Republicans' Deliberate Dysfunction and the Battle to Preserve Democracy, is a political nonfiction book by progressive commentator Brian Tyler Cohen, published by Harper in 224, with a foreword by Congressman Jamie Raskin. The book examines the modern Republican Party through a sharply critical lens, arguing that dysfunction, disinformation, and disregard for democratic norms have become deliberate features of its political strategy rather than accidental byproducts. Cohen connects recent MAGA-era politics to a longer conservative media and institutional project, including the rise of right-wing media, partisan branding, and grievance-based mobilization. The book is not a detached academic history. It is an argument aimed at readers concerned about American democracy and at Democrats seeking more effective ways to communicate, organize, and compete. Its purpose is diagnostic and strategic to explain how political shamelessness works, why conventional media habits often fail to confront it, and what pro-democracy citizens can do in response. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deliberate dysfunction as a governing and messaging strategy. A central claim of Shameless is that Republican dysfunction should not be treated merely as incompetence or ideological excess. Cohen argues that obstruction, manufactured crisis, and performative conflict can serve a strategic function that weaken trust in government while allowing the party responsible for gridlock to campaign against the very institutions it has helped degrade. This interpretation reframes familiar events such as legislative standoffs, impeachment threats, shutdown politics, and refusal to negotiate in good faith. Instead of viewing these as disconnected episodes, Cohen presents them as part of a pattern in which chaos becomes politically useful. If voters experience government as broken, politicians who benefit from anti-government sentiment can convert that frustration into support. The book, therefore, emphasizes incentives a party can gain from proving that public institutions do not work if its broader message is that public institutions cannot be trusted. This is one reason Cohen treats dysfunction as an attack on democracy, rather than only a partisan dispute. A democratic system depends not just on elections, but on the willingness of parties to govern when given power and to accept legitimate outcomes when they lose. Shameless argues that abandoning those norms creates a politics where sabotage and messaging become difficult to separate. Secondly, the widening gap between Republican branding and political conduct. Cohen devotes significant attention to what he sees as the difference between the traditional Republican brand and the party behavior of recent decades. The book examines familiar Republican self-descriptions, including support for family values, fiscal discipline, law and order, constitutional government, and personal responsibility. Cohen argues that these labels continue to provide a permission structure even when policy choices or political tactics contradict them. The analytical point is not simply that politicians are hypocritical, which is common across politics, but that a durable brand can survive repeated contradiction if it is reinforced by partisan media and cultural identity. In this view, slogans do more than describe principles. They shield political actors from accountability by giving supporters a ready-made story about who their side is. Cohen uses this framework to explain why scandals, norm violations, or policy reversals that might once have damaged credibility can become absorbed into partisan loyalty. The practical implication is that Democrats and pro-democracy communicators should not assume that pointing out inconsistency is enough. If the brand remains emotionally and culturally persuasive, factual correction alone may not change perceptions. Shameless, therefore, treats political branding as a powerful infrastructure of belief, not as surface-level campaign language. Thirdly, post-hypocrisy politics and the erosion of democratic norms. One of the book's more distinctive concerns is the movement from ordinary hypocrisy to what Cohen characterizes as a more shameless political style. But in conventional hypocrisy, public exposure still matters because leaders feel pressure to reconcile words and actions. In the post-hypocrisy environment described in Shameless, exposure may no longer carry the same cost. Contradictions are denied, reframed as attacks by enemies, or treated as proof that a leader is willing to fight without restraint. Cohen links this change to democratic erosion because liberal democracy depends on informal restraints as much as written rules, norms such as accepting election results, respecting independent courts, avoiding political violence, and distinguishing public service from personal loyalty cannot be enforced by law alone in every case. When a movement learns that shamelessness can energize supporters and exhaust critics, norm breaking can become repetitive and escalating. The book also suggests that disinformation plays a supporting role by giving audiences alternative explanations for visible misconduct. The result is a political culture in which accountability becomes harder because shared standards weaken. Cohen's argument is therefore not only about Republican hypocrisy, it is about the danger of a system where hypocrisy stops functioning as a political liability. Fourthly, media incentives, false equivalents. and the right-wing information ecosystem, Shameless places heavy emphasis on media structure, arguing that political dysfunction is amplified by an uneven information environment. Cohen criticizes right-wing media for creating a protective ecosystem around Republican conduct, but he also faults mainstream outlets for habits that can obscure asymmetry. His concern is the tendency to frame politics as a contest between two equivalent sides, even when one side is more directly responsible for a particular breach of norms. This false equivalence, sometimes described as the both sides trap, can make extremism appear routine and can convert democratic crises into ordinary partisan drama. Cohen also argues that sensationalism rewards conflict without always clarifying cause, consequence, or accountability. The book's media analysis reflects Cohen's background as a YouTube host and progressive commentator. He is especially attentive to distribution, who reaches voters, on which platforms, and with what repetition. For Cohen, the problem is not only message quality but message delivery. A clear pro-democracy argument has limited value if it reaches fewer people than a simpler partisan distortion. This makes media strategy a democratic concern, rather than a mere communications preference. The book stands out by connecting institutional politics to the mechanics of attention, platform habits, and audience trust. Lastly, a pro-democracy communication strategy built on clarity and repetition. Although much of Shameless is diagnostic, Cohen also offers a strategic argument for Democrats, activists, and pro-democracy citizens. He contends that effective political communication must be clear, repeated, and distributed through the channels people actually use. This means not relying only on traditional television interviews, national newspapers, or formal campaign messaging. Instead, Cohen emphasizes podcasts, YouTube, TikTok, local radio, newsletters, and other spaces where audiences form political impressions outside legacy media. The reasoning is practical misinformation spreads through repetition and familiarity, so corrective democratic messaging must also be persistent and accessible. Cohen does not present this as a substitute for voting, litigation, organizing, or governing, but as a necessary complement to them. The book also stresses grassroots agency, including volunteering, persuasion within personal networks, and participation in close elections where small margins can decide outcomes. Its strategic outlook is shaped by the belief that authoritarian politics thrives when citizens feel overwhelmed, isolated, or convinced that action is futile. By focusing on distribution and repetition, Cohen shifts the conversation away from simply crafting better slogans and toward building a durable pro-democracy media and civic infrastructure. This is one of the book's most practical contributions. In conclusion, Shameless is best suited for progressive readers, democratic organizers, politically engaged citizens, and media consumers who want a concise framework for understanding the current Republican Party as Cohen sees it. Readers looking for a neutral institutional history may find its perspective openly adversarial, but those seeking an argument about democratic risk, political communication, and media asymmetry will find its purpose clear. The practical benefit is that it links diagnosis to action. It explains why norm-breaking disinformation and obstruction matter, then turns to communication strategy, platform choice, grassroots involvement, and the need for an independent pro-democracy media ecosystem. Intellectually, the book helps readers distinguish ordinary partisan conflict from behavior that weakens democratic accountability. Compared with many books on American polarization, Shameless stands out because it is written from the perspective of a digital political communicator rather than primarily from academia, journalism, or elected office. That gives the book a strong focus on attention, repetition, audience behavior, and distribution, areas often treated as secondary in conventional political analysis. Its differentiating value is not that it offers a fully detached history of conservatism, but that it combines a partisan critique of Republican conduct with a practical argument about how pro-democracy forces can communicate more effectively in a fragmented media environment. If you would like to support Brian Tyler Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.